up in the northern part of Moab, right close to the Dead Sea. And this would be the area, of course, where they would go for escape out of the land, because most of the country bordered this Dead Sea, and they'd go up to a place where they could get across the river and get out of the land and escape. Now, he says that heifer of 3 years old. Here's some of the reasoning of some of the commentators on this. That among all of the animals, the heifer is the only one that has a lower voice than the male in the cattle. So instead of speaking of a bull here, they spoke of a heifer because the voice would be lower and make a more moanful and maybe louder cry. And a heifer of 3 years old would be at the very prime of its ability to make a cry like this. Young enough to be vigorous, but yet fully mature. And so what it seems to be is that they're going, as these fugitives flee, they're going to sound like a mature heifer howling or bawling or giving forth with a cry. For the waters of Nimrim shall be desolate, for the hay is withered away, the grass faileth, there is no green thing. Now, I don't know exactly where this waters of Nimrim is, but it was apparently a place that was noted for its waters and bountiful, maybe even used as irrigation purposes. But the hay is withered away and the grass faileth and there is no green thing. So, figuratively speaking, this country was no longer able to produce as it had, either from a figurative or a literal standpoint, due to this great destruction coming upon it. Therefore, the abundance they have gotten and that which they have laid up shall they carry away to the brook of the willows. Now, all I can learn about the brook of the willows is that that's another name for Babylon. And so evidently these people were, anything they were able to salvage that they had laid up, any of their values, any of the abundance that they'd gotten, they, in order to keep it, they had to flee with it and eventually wind up here in what he calls the brook of the willows. Now whether they were carried into Babylon at this time or not, or whether they were carried later on whenever the children of Israel went, it's hard to say. Like I say, we don't know exactly the time that this happened. For the cry has gone round about the borders of Moab, the howling thereof unto Eglim, and the howling thereof unto Beryllim. For the waters of Demon shall be full of blood, for I will bring more upon Demon, lions upon him that escapeth of Moab, and upon the remnant of the land. Just giving a picture here of destruction and of difficulty to escape, but yet impossible to stay. If they stayed, they would be destroyed. If they had any kind of possession at all, it would wind up in some other land besides Moab. And I'm sure that there are some scholars who could give a lot better treatment of this chapter than I'm able to, because I'm just not able to gain much more information than what we can read right here about these places. Now, as we go into the 16th chapter, though, this continues to be the same prophecy.